Find other great podcasts like this one at podmoth.network. The music
scene has got me down. Oh, shit.
Those solid rhythms. That famous makes you want to twist.
You cannot be saved.
Follow me.
Stage is on fire.
Rock is a weapon.
Welcome back to the Ugly Radio. We missed you. Season 3. Tonight's episode, To Whom It May Concern.
To Whom It May Concern, RE, concerning the vending machines in Break Room B. Hi, this is Ben from R&D. There is a void forming behind the noodle machine in Break Room B, a void approximately the size of a small frisbee or pancake. A blank space, null of color that knows not time and or space. A void. Yeah. Based on diameter checks between my first 15-minute union break and my second smoke break today, I determined that the void has expanded in size, a quarter of an inch every 4 hours or so. Something to note. Prolonged exposure to the void seems to cause a light tinning sound and visions of an alternate timeline. Does not leave enough time to make noodles. But I did see a vision of my dead brother. So there's that. I have brought this to the attention of my immediate supervisor, Donovan, but I fear his lackadaisical approach to leadership and transparency may be to the detriment of all. In light of this, I suggest people use the noodle machine in Break Room A from here on in until management has sorted it out. Signed, Ben York, Research and Development.
RE concerning the concern about the so-called void in Break Room B. Please be advised. After an intensive investigation by custodial team, we have concluded that the so-called void forming in Break Room B is an acceptable risk when weighed against the cost to company, daily workflow, and detrimental morale. We have determined that the void is manageable with subsequent satisfaction. Containment is in process. In the meantime, we have moved the noodle machine to the opposite side of the break room so morale may be maintained. Yours, Sebastian Darnell, Custodial.
Ari, concern about Break Room B decision. Ben from R&D again. In response to Custodial's assessment of the Break Room vending machine void, I must stress that moving the noodle machine from its former side of the break room to the other has only made the void more exposed, thus increasing the consistency of previous symptoms as well as prolonged sense of unease that borderlines upon several ghosts whispering nightmares into my ear. Repeat. Does not leave enough time to use machine. Ben, R&D.
To Ben. Re, vending machine void. Hey Ben, did you check Break Room B again? They put little cones around the void and a laminated sign next to the void saying not to touch it. Like we still can't hear that hollow droning voice embodying the infinite everything. Like we still can't feel this overwhelming sense that something horrible is about to happen the more we stay there. And yet we don't leave. We stray closer, like we're called to it, knowing full well what's to come, and yet do not waver from it. Like I still don't see maledictions flowing into our reality from the void's gaping, ever-deafening maw. Pretty sure I also heard Ruskies, too. What do you think? Regine, safety leader, floor 4. Private message. From Regine to Ben. Hey.
Hey.
What did your brother ghost look like?
Gangly, about 17 years old. I think it was a memory.
Was he wearing a lab coat?
No.
So fucked up. They should just close the break room at this point, but going to break room A is so inconvenient. Lol.
Did you see something else in there?
Kinda. Everything was monochromatic, and my father was in a Soviet uniform. His face melted off and got absorbed back into the void. You think that means something?
Did your ghost speak to you?
Kind of. Except all the vowels were missing. Sounded like a language I know in my heart but hadn't been uttered in centuries. You?
Yeah. English, though.
Lucky. This is so fucked. I'm just trying to boil some goddamn vending noodles here, and now I feel this terrible voice percolating at the top of my skull, telling me horrible things. Telling me that my family was filled with killers and monsters that unleashed banal horrors compared to the ones I've yet to witness. That my flesh is merely a prison, tautly stretched over the hollow crater for which a soul should exist. That the future terror set before me will be altogether finite, a mere blip in the cosmic desolation yet to come. Like, what the hell am I supposed to do with that?
Wait, are you in the break room now?
Well, yeah, I'm on break. Gotta get nudes.
Are you sure that's the best idea? I mean, until custodial...
Custodial said it was fine.
There's a void next to the soda machine speaking to you of hereto unknown horrors. I don't think it's fine. Maybe I can call HR.
You really want to involve those sadists?
What about break room A?
Break room A is on the other side of the facility, Ben. I'm not going...
I just don't think it's a good idea to be in there right now. Regine? Hey, Regine. Where'd you go? Regine? Are you still there?
RE Break Room B update. The custodial team would like to remind everyone that spreading malicious speculation in private conversations on company time and company servers is to the detriment of all and in breach of signed policies and company documentation. To persist would be in violation of said policies and grounds for relief of duties or worse. For clarification, feel free to seek out human resources. Good news, though. We've decided that moving the noodle machine to the other wall in break room B has kept workflow open and optimal. Happy days. Sebastian in custodial.
My moods have been fluctuating a lot lately. Guess I've been sad more than usual. Sometimes I think about him and... I don't know, it just confuses me. Like, what was the point? I felt numb about the whole thing. I thought I'd moved on. And then this dumb phase popped up in my head. It made me remember that those feelings of anger and frustration and confusion are not the only feelings that ever existed. He hurt me, and he crossed boundaries. And I thought I was just disgusted with him. And then his face, it shows up. And I feel for one brief second adoration. It's so painful to feel. And it makes me even more angry if I don't want to feel that towards someone so despicable.
To whom it may concern, RE, the escalating situation in Break Room B. Okay, hi, Ben from R&D again. The void in Break Room B is gone now, which is great. However, there is now a very large, very wet-looking egg in the center of the room. I'm not sure if it came from the void, or if this is a completely separate event. Is anyone on this floor working on a strange abnormal egg project? Can confirm it's not R&D. I repeat, there is an egg in the break room now. It's positioned upright about 2 feet in front of where the void once grew, held in place by a blackened flora vine wrapped in a coil. Looks to be pulsing. I have once again notified Donovan, my direct supervisor, but I think he's still feeling the after effects of the whole peering into the void thing on a noodle bream. Should I lock the door, or...
To Ben in HR. From Custodial Team. Hello, Benjamin. The problem is being taken care of.
Which one? The void or the egg?
The noodle machine.
The noodle machine isn't the problem. It's the now pulsing egg in the middle of Break Room B. And before that, it was the expanding void of horrors growing on the wall.
Are you within sight of the egg?
I'm in the hallway outside.
Is the anomaly warm?
Warm?
to the touch.
I haven't touched it.
Please verify anomaly temperature.
I'm not touching it.
Does it have a smell? A pheromone of sorts?
I don't know.
Please verify presence of smell.
I'm not smelling it!
Please verify density of egg sac. Is it squishy? Does it make a sound?
Why are you trying so hard to get my face near this thing?
You're R&D, correct? Research and development?
Yes.
Research it, then. Please include the following observations. Is the anomaly glowing? How often are the anomaly's pulse contractions? Does the anomaly sense your presence? Is it speaking to you? What do you feel when you stare at it? Is it reacting?
Look, couldn't I just close the door to Break Room B until your team comes?
Team is aware of situation. Workflow must be maintained.
But if we just close Break Room B for a bit so people don't keep going in there...
The fuck did you just say?
What?
Did you just suggest we close Break Room B?
I think...
You would deprive fellow co-workers of the precious comfort, privacy, and security and butter-noodled sustenance necessary to maintain workflow as approved of by OSHA of America?
I just don't think going to Break Room A and using the noodle machine there is that inconvenient. At least not until we know what this thing is.
Looping in human resources?
No, that's not necessary.
Hi, Ben. It's Gwen, human resources.
Hi, Gwen.
Sebastian and Custodial said you volunteered to investigate the anomaly in Break Room B.
No. I said we should maybe close the break room until we investigate it.
I think it's a great idea.
What? Closing the break room?
No. You investigating the anomaly. R&D. Custodial. Interdepartmental synergy. I think it's great.
But I didn't volunteer. Custodial is sending a team, right?
Custodial's already sent your CV and statement of intent.
Wait, I didn't write a statement of intent.
As for pay...
Yes?
It's the same.
Look, I can't do it. Where's Custodial team?
But the paperwork's already been filed. The ball is rolling. Until then, please occupy the anomaly.
My daughter has a thing tonight I need to attend. A science fair.
Aw, that's so gosh darn cute. Still, contract expectations stipulate that project commitments must be attended to and take precedence. So, sorry.
But Custodial
is aware of the situation.
I would feel better, safer even, if I waited.
They are aware of the situation.
They aren't sending a team, are they? Can I at least let my daughter know I'm going to be late?
I don't know.
I just kind of need to tell her that...
We can get word to her.
I'd appreciate it if I could do... Oh, God.
What is it? Ben?
The egg. It's opening.
Ben, what is happening?
The egg is opening. I'm not sure what it is, but there's definitely something in there.
Ben? Ben, are you there? Custodial team to Break Room B. Ben, are you there? What's the anomaly doing? Is the noodle machine okay? Custodial team needed ASAP to Break Room B.
I saw it. Oh, God. It looked right at me.
Where is the anomaly? What is the condition of the noodle machine?
The noodle machine went off. Scared the anomaly. Enough time for noodles, so the ready chime went off and...
Where is the anomaly?
It ran off. Out of the break room, it looked right at me. I thought I was gonna die.
Oh, good. To whom it may concern. From Human Resources. The situation in Break Room B has been resolved. The noodle machine is functional, and workflow has been maintained. Big gratitude to our custodial team for taking care of the issue. Also, special kudos to R&D for lending a hand. In light of this and any future inconveniences, we thank you for your understanding and diligence in bringing these situations to our attention. This company values you and the valuable work we do here. All the best, Human Resources. P.S. Please notify Custodial of further anomalies should they arise. Probably won't, though.
To whom it may concern. Ari. Fuck. This may all be my fault. Signed, Ben and R&D.
The Ugly Radio is a production of Ugly Radio Presents and is a part of the Podmoth Network. Tonight's episode was produced by Andrew Shanks. Tonight's episode was To Whom It May Concern. Title story written by Andrew Shanks. Performed by Jordan Michael Whidbey, Maddie Nibble, and Sarah Rose Nottingham. Featuring Music of Wellness by Theodore Shapiro and Shapeless Fragment, Unresolved by Claudio. Additional story was Spliced Memory. Written, directed, and performed by Victoria Summer Felix. Music and sound design by Spencer Edgars. Music guest this episode was Himoko Cloud with Polaris and Columbia. Their new album, Telomeres, is now available on Apple Music and Spotify. Title song provided by Unknown Citizen. Comment, send questions, and requests to theuglyradio@gmail.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Support the show by becoming a Patreon member. Visit patreon.com/theuglyradio. And give a listen to the other podcasts on the Podmoth Network. Podmoth is a tirelessly curated collection of weird, odd, and macabre podcasts. Check them out today. Thank you so much for returning to the void with us. Be safe out there, take care of one another, and we'll see you in the void.
Hey, freaky friends! It's Michelle and Melissa from the Freaky Fridays podcast. We are sisters in separate states and love to talk about all kinds of spooky, freaky, and scary shit while drinking and laughing through our fear.
Join us Fridays as we delve into everything from the world of the paranormal to scary movies to creepy stuff we find around the internet. Subscribe to Freaky Fridays wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Sleep tight.
Make sure you leave the lights on.
Freaky Fridays is a proud member of the Podmoth Network. For more awesome pods, check out podmoth.network.
In tales of legend, there are stories of heroes who stand for the good of the people, fight back the dark forces that defile the land, and bring peace to the world.
By a hag?
Yeah, my friends let me get stabbed while I'm sleeping. Can you help me?
And then there's these assholes.
Gods don't exist.
Yeah.
This kiss me. It was meant to be.
Okay.
Okay.
At dinner table, we don't talk about religion, okay?
That has never stopped you before.
Every Thursday.
I'm sorry, you're going to let Craggle have a flaming sword in one hand and a singing sword in the other? Have you thought this
Listen,
through?
Listen, I asked as a courtesy. I don't need any of y'all's fucking permission.
Listen as a group of absolute maniacs try and save the world.
There aren't mimics here.
Yes, there are.
We release 900 mimics into the forest.
You know what? That's a great point. You know what? That's fair. Did we just unleash an invasive species into this free forest?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, man.
These are the adventures of Save the D8.
We've done over 100 hours of this podcast, and we still manage to have dumber conversations every week.